Oh, shit is going.
All right, and we are back on Joiner versus Everybody.
We're back.
So Michael Jordan is currently 2-1. He beat Kobe twice, and now it is time for him to go into the time machine and go to 2011, where they are now facing the super team, Dallas Mavericks. With Jason Kidd, Jason Terry, Caron Butler, Dirk, and Tyson Chandler. I'm not sure if that was a starting lineup. I'm pretty sure Jason Terry came off the bench. But shout out to What If Sports. And we also, y'all already know, the 72-10 Chicago Bulls.
That's a lot.
Is it Sean Stephenson or something? Or Sean Marion?
No, not even. Part of me is thinking that it was Caron Butler at 2, and then you had Sean Marion at 3.
Regardless, man, check out What If Sports. Whatever you need, and you can get all the dream matchups and scenarios to live out all your wildest fantasies.
Those unfamiliar, of course, obviously 96 Bulls, 72-10. I personally forgot that that this Mavs team went 57-25 in the regular season.
You know, that was nice. I remember early, like around February, like January, February that year, Pierce was like, nah, this team's different. I'm like, nigga.
See, the same shit in 06.
62 3/4. But what are we thinking about this matchup? I mean, because, you know, they do have a problem with bigs. They never seen a big like Dirk, you would think. But then again, Dirk is, you know. I mean, we saw how they just handled Pau Gasol.
Right.
He's a much better scorer than Pau, like, right, for certain. But
I mean, like Dirk, I feel like, is going to do Dirk things, especially if it's really just going to be one-on-one from a matchup perspective, Dirk and Dennis Rodman. I'm not saying Tyson Chandler's like the X factor of sorts, but he was pretty, like, he was certainly great, especially for that time period now, 12 years ago, being that rim protector, not to the tune of a Dwight Howard, but like he was rather formidable. Like, he did give, regardless of whether it was Joel Anthony or whoever the fuck it was at those center positions for that Miami squad back then. Yeah, Mahimi, different shit like that, but, backcourt, obvious edge goes to Chicago.
He used to train. Well, I met him a couple of times, but he used to train with one of our strength and conditioning coaches, and he would just be in there getting his workouts in. Everybody just like, yeah, I'll dunk on you, nigga. Smash ass nigga. Like, the whole team would just always talking shit. Well, my fault, not the whole team, but the niggas, you know, the corners, yeah, receivers, right, safety,
right,
shit like that.
Right.
And one day he was getting his workout in, and it was right before the season was about to start. And I was just like, hey, man, good luck on the season. Like, I'm just walking out. I was like, hey, good luck on the season. And Coach Roos was just like, hey, what'd you just say? Coach, I said, good luck on the season. He was like, hey, you know what? Come here, man. I come over there. He's just like, hey, yeah. So this is Yamahimi. I was like, yeah, I know who he is, Coach. I play 2K.
Yeah.
I'm trash.
77 overall type shit. Like,
but I was just like, yo, so he's like, hey, you know, you're the first person that didn't, like, say some bullshit, like, they'll bust his ass or whatever. Like, you're the first person that, like, actually wasn't a dick. Thank you?
Right.
I was like, what, am I about to get some tickets or something? Like, what's going on?
You give me dirt? was that the deciding thing right there?
It was enough of that story.
Fair enough. Backcourt edge, go to Chicago. There's not an answer for – this is certainly a matchup where there's not an answer.
Nigga, Bulls in 4. What you got?
I might say Bulls in 3.
Okay, though. We got him. All right. Watch AI. Dirk Nowitzki 36.
50 ball.
All right. Game 1. That's much closer than we thought, but the Bulls do win 100-91. Scottie Pippen, 15-9-5, 2 steals, 2 blocks. So just all-around defensive ace, what they say he was. Michael Jordan, a smooth 30, but not the player of the game. Dennis Rodman pretty much was held down. Dirk, 29, okay. 11 for 17. Hey, 7 foot. They ain't never seen no shit like that.
Hey, keep an eye on the free throws. Remember how it was back then?
All right. So, Bulls up. Bulls up, so we'll just go ahead and go to game 2. And Bulls busted their ass. Michael Jordan, 26-5-8, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Dirk, 10 points. Definitely fell the fuck off that game.
Not an answer.
No
answer whatsoever. Shout out to Tony Kukoc.
Obviously, they're putting Scotty on Dirk.
That's interesting.
I mean, yeah, he's taller, but I mean, so is Tony Allen. They got Tony Kukoc. All right. Now we're headed to Dallas. Head to Dallas, and we're doing that 2-3-2. So let's see if Dallas can defend home court or go down 0-3, which they did. Scottie Pippen's exactly. Finals MVP. He's the MVP. He's gotten 2 out of 3.
Final 106-97. Jordan with 33-10. Dennis Rodman still doing Dennis Rodman things.
33 is crazy.
Fuck. God damn.
All right. Dirk's still trash. I mean, all right. Can't do nothing with that. JJ Barea, that shit not working against a real team. All right, so we got game four. Game four.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Tyson Chandler, like you said, 20-14.
Big shit, 20-14.
Tyson Chandler said, I got to put the team on my bet. Dennis Rodman still had 20 rebounds.
Facts. Final 99-83.
Michael Jordan.
Scottie with 24.
Awful game from MJ. That's why they have to play another game.
I mean, but yeah, like
Dirk is, free throws, but that's it. Free throws, all those
kids. Joel Embiid watched that just like, wow, I want to be just like him.
Mm.
That shit crazy.
And the Bulls closed them out in game 5, 96-90. Michael Jordan with the, how many points was that? 33 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. Great game.
Is this the Matrix thing?
It's 3 different Jasons.
There it is. So three championships already, and we're not even midway through the 2010s. Like, we just got to the 2010s, matter of fact.
No. Well, it's 2012. No. So shall we do the fuck that Heat team. They lost. So MJ would definitely murder them. So next up we have the Heat.
Yeah.
All right. I think I already had that one up here. No. Well, yeah, they're on that fuck shit.
This is gonna be one of those times where. Go through the Eastern team and then go into what that would look like against the West, which was at that year, of course, the OKC Thunder.
No, there's no need.
Oh, we're not doing it.
They're not like an all time great team or anything.
No, trust me. I'm with you. The amount of niggas like, hey, yo, we remember this super team back in 2012. Hey, no, we didn't.
No, we don't.
On what grounds was he unproven? James Harden.
Unproven.
Exactly.
He was the Kobe stopper, dog.
He was.
What are you talking about?
Now, he was the nigga that got elbowed in the fucking ear from Ron Artest.
Hey, man, fuck that nigga.
Shit.
All right, so 2011, 2012. I mean, finally, I guess we'll just get this JV out the way.
This JV.
Let's see. Are they going to be under Oklahoma City Thunder? 2011, 12. So... obviously, the Bulls are going to win, but what do you think?
Obviously.
I mean, this isn't even a championship team. This is 72-10. I mean, look. Let's look at the lineups. We got Thabo Sefa Osha, Kendrick Perkins.
And honestly, you can just stop right there at Kendrick fucking Perkins. That should tell you everything that you need to know about what that team was back then. A great team, solid team, not without mad flaws with said fucking team.
And what are you talking about? They got an MVP coming off the bench.
Yeah, they do.
What are you talking about, dog?
6 years later. Facts.
Wait, what do you mean?
Nothing. Don't mind.
What are you talking about? Nothing.
Fantasy 2012 OKC, lockout shortened season, the whole thing, yada, yada.
Exactly. Asterisks. Right. 47-19. Kafilka. Lakers had to play a back-to-back in the playoffs, but that's fun. It's fun.
That was.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
Anyway, game one, we both know what's going to happen here. Yeah, Bulls busted their ass 92-78. Michael Porter, 27-13, 8 steals.
Yeah.
I wonder who he's stealing the ball from. Maybe the nigga that could never dribble his whole career. What the turnover is that? Oh, no.
I love
6 turnovers.
How you jump to that?
7
for 24.
Who was 6 for 24?
Both Russ and James Harden.
What are we talking? What do you see? Wait, what are you talking about? No,
I'm looking at. Don't mind me.
Hey, if he don't have six turnovers, I mean, you know, they probably, you know,
like you know, it's not simple, right?
I mean, what's 12 plus 78? 12. I mean, that's just if they convert all of them. What do they get? Threes. Yeah, it's fine.
Maybe. I don't know who were the other 3-point shooters on that squad.
Like I said, Scottie Pippen locking down KD.
Laker legend, my fault. My bad, G.
What the fuck you doing?
Hey, I'll give respect where it's due.
Hey, this is why I'm glad they lost. I'll be damned if Derrick Fisher get a ring.
Shit.
Without Kobe. Fuck, nigga. That's why I'm glad all right. So we got a game. Game two. Another ass whooping. Okay, it was close. Not an ass whooping. Respect.
Not bad. Final score 85-84. Jordan with 26-82. 3 steals as well. Ain't bad. Definitely ain't bad.
Yeah. No, definitely not. Definitely not. Russell, 50% from the field. Dominating the free throw line. 24-7.
Just a little bit.
There was a 1-point game. Russ literally did all he could. He basically died on that court. But what are you going to do when Dennis Rodman's getting 23 rebounds? It's gonna be 28-12. You know,
number 8. Like that shit is just. Yeah, matter. Look, go on for a second, real quick.
Huh?
Not a single nigga with double digit boards. That's just.
Yeah, I mean, you can't win with that.
Super team
can't win with that. I mean, maybe with this 7-foot, you know, fucking cherry picking.
No facts. Absolutely.
All right, we headed back to Ogre to OKC
Chesapeake.
Once again, shout out What If Sports.
Yeah, what a fucking.
All right, game three. All right, well, Michael Jordan just running through. 24.
Talk about holy shit! Holy shit!
Hey, Scotty getting love. I mean, I bet. I guess he got fat love.
Bet he did.
Oh, what? 38 points. Oh, okay.
What
finally showed up. Finally showed up.
Guess who hasn't throughout this entire season?
What series? Bro, he can't catch a rhythm. That's Scott Diggs. That's Scott Diggs, dog. That's not his fault.
Hey, now see, this is where the player empowerment malpractice started to rear its head.
So it's 0-3, right?
It's 0-3.
Okay.
So. No team has ever come
back. Remember when I said, like, we should just make do like, we should just skip the. Okay. That's fine. All right. And can you read that score for me?
Not bad. Definitely not ideal there. Final score 103-68. Michael Jordan with the 4th championship, 39-13, 8 and 6 steals, 15 for 27 from the field. And yeah, team was very, very young. It was that the entire time. I mean, look at it. If Kendrick Perkins was only able to get one, all right. If Dennis Rodman still was able to just dick around Serge Ibaka and shit like that, like that team was just a little too early. You know what I mean? Lockout short season. Like, it's...
Asterix.
I mean,
something overrated. Something
defund James Harden. Something Scott Brooks should have never been a head coach.
Something lack of leadership. Something.
I mean, look, that's top to bottom, Samuel. Bitch ass Presti.
Who's the top?
I mean, if you're going from the organization, really?
No. Hey,
my job said it was a stick, bro.
Hey, nobody believe that shit. Oh, so Jamie's in charge.
I mean, you're doing. They need to respect the pecking order type shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Not
man.
For real. No, dead ass. Respect the pecking order.
So now getting into the champions at
the real matchup of this
2012 Miami Heat, Mario Chalmers, D-Wade, Bron, Chris Bosh, Joel Anthony as a starting center. Center matchup should be a fucking wash. Dennis Rodman's probably gonna still do Dennis Rodman things, even though Chris Bosh is obviously known to being able to stretch the floor. That would be an interesting matchup from a perimeter defensive perspective from Dennis Rodman. Because I mean, like we don't really see Dennis Rodman as like a perimeter defender. We just see him as just like this.
Well, he's just a perimeter defender for that time.
So I
think the Bulls are going to win because I don't think this is the best version of that Heat team. I think the next year one is going to be the better version of that Heat team. So, Bulls are, I think they're going to take this. And we're off. Shout out, What If Sports. Okay, Bulls win game one, 73-96. LeBron, 16, 8 and 4, 6 turnovers.
to Michael Jordan's 22-7-5 with the 4 turnovers. So
overrated.
I mean, well, I mean, they won by double digits.
Crazy six-man Tony Kukoc, though, for real.
Adonis has him getting 24 minutes.
Well, you know. we'll see how that goes.
All right, so now we're here with game two, right? Game two?
Game two.
All right, so we already know what's going to happen here, but let's go ahead. And they got him. 105-90. Scottie Pippen, 25-8-7. LeBron, 27-10.
Triple-double.
Yeah, triple-double. 10 turnovers, you know. He did what he did. Did his thing. Michael Jordan, Scottie, both 25-piece. So, you know.
Did his doing, did his things.
Yeah, but I knew this team's just not. This ain't the one. This ain't the one. That's game two, right? So, yes. And it's still on that 2-3-2-ish. Oh, okay. 23-11-6. Miami respond back in Miami. All right. My fault. 17 rebounds. Michael Jordan, 30 points. But LeBron, you know, MVP. Oh, Dwayne Wade showing up too. Hey, this is a super team. This is the first super team that the Bulls had to face.
Well, watch that line.
What line?
The free one.
Hey, man. Whoa. AI. Shout out to Winning Sports, man. Go ahead and check it out. All right. So game four.
True to the times.
Oh. No. So that's a sweep, right? Or is that? Yeah. That's just one. Oh, yeah. They did one. Yeah. Scottie Pippen, how many points he had?
I mean, his jersey number.
Okay, 33. Let them scoring again. Dennis Rodman, off game for him, but team dominated. LeBron, 26-7, 5 turnovers. Dwayne Wade, 30-10-5, 4 turnovers. Even Chris Bosh, you know, down 3-1, though, but, you know, they fought hard. You know what I'm saying? They fought hard. It's a little bit. 11-17 to 20. Okay, all right. Hey, what team wants it more? Obviously.
Drop the shoulder, just not working hard enough. I mean, that's something we'll never see again.
And the player of the game, go ahead and tell them who the player of the game was, Allie. Go ahead and tell them who the player of the game. Miami won 85-107. They are fighting off elimination. They still believe it is 3-2, led by, go ahead and say it, the player of the game. Shout out, What Up Sports, man.
17-9. From Udonis Haslam.
Hey, look, this is back in 2011, though. 2012. Like, he was still in his bag, like, in his prime. You know what I mean? Word. And, like, he understood, like, hey, we need a dog. We got to bully these niggas. I'm sick of Dennis Rodman over here boxing out, putting this whole, okay. What?
All right,
right
on.
My fault. Right on.
Final score, 107-85. That was, so 3-2. Ain't bad.
3-2, but the game, oh, no, it's back. It's back home now. Focus this.
So yeah, now at this point, I'm just expecting like a 40 ball from Mike Miller off the bench or something like that. Like,
I mean, if against they're against OKC, it's possible. Get my chick Hearn off.
Right, no,
from their rectum. So
all they need to do is fucking
match. There it is.
Jesus.
All right, game six, and the Bulls closed them out. Shout out to Scottie Pippen, who I guess would be Finals MVP in this 29-11-11. LeBron had 29-11-11. Scottie had 29-8-9, but Scottie won. Chris Bosh, you know, great game. AI knows. Hey, LeBron's gonna get his buckets. He's gonna get his stats up, even if he lose.
32-7-5.
Scottie
Robin still doing Robin stuff. Tony Kukoc being well enough.
Okay, so the Bulls win in on all fronts in 2012. So Michael Jordan is already sitting at 4 championships. He's already sitting there.
That's crazy.
But
12 more years ago? 11 more years ago?
Yeah, quite a few.
Quite
a few. 2013 was, I think, the better version of the Heat. And that Spurs team, I don't know. Well, I guess next year. We'll just do next year's Spurs team. I guess we don't need to do both. So go here and change. And this is 2012 to 2013. Let's get it. 66-16 versus 72-10. Oh, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, shout out Winter Sports, man. Hey, got another thing with Winter Sports, you can edit the depth chart so you can make things even more realistic. Yada, 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 bullshit.
Hey, if you want to be the coach, you can set the rotations. Hey,
promo code, see you, politically incorrect. Let's get it.
My Lord.
Game one, and the Bulls win. 25-12, 3-1 block from Michael Jordan, but not to be outdone, even though he was outdone by LeBron James. 18 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 turnovers, trash-ass nigga. And Ray Allen is here, so, you know, this I do think this is the better team.
I like it. Shane too bad.
Oh, yeah, my fault. Before we keep going, I do think that I would have picked the Heat to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
I would have picked the Heat to win this one just because, I mean, they both have the same style of play. We're just going to play defense and score in transition, and we're just going to make it hell for you on defense. I think that the Bulls are more capable in the half court than the Heat were,
right.
But they got more dogs on defense. Well, I won't say dogs, but they got athletes out there to play
defense. AAU type of defense. Like if you just try on this end, it is so easy on the end that matters.
And Miami has way more depth at shooting than the Bulls. I mean, like, yeah, Steve Kerr's cool, I guess.
Only getting so much. I mean, Shane Battier there, Mike Miller still there, yep. Mario Chalmers starting, of course. Like, I mean, you had a couple of guys. I mean, 66-16 for the record for them.
Well, we already did game one.
Yeah.
All right. Game two.
Pardon me.
Well, yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I would have picked Miami, or I am picking Miami. Even though I know that's no way in hell. Hey, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead and set up.
Yep. It's final score 113-99. Braun with a near triple double, 32-12-8, 4 steals and 2 blocks as well. D Wade with 25 as well, 11-for-16 shooting. I mean,
I think this is quote unquote peak LeBron. 2013.
How'd you feel about D Wade at that time?
It wasn't what he was. He was probably a top 20 player.
What, was it from ability or was it from deferring?
Combination of both.
Okay.
He should have never been deferring, but, you know.
Like, because they ran that point to the ground after the Dallas series of, like, hey, if we want to get to where we need to be, you got to be the guy.
Actually, no. You just needed to, like, not be trash. And we still went to where we had, like, 33, like, 7, 3, 5 blocks. Like, he was going crazy.
Like, by far the best thing that – in my opinion, about his game was always being able to be a slasher and get to the free throw line.
And the best defender on every team he was on.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, all right. We have on the road now, or Miami's home, and it's 1-1, right?
It's 1-1.
All right. It's 1-1. All right. I think this is the best Miami team. All right. 2-1. Miami won in convincing fashion by 21, 70-91. LeBron 16, 9-9, 2 steals, 1 block. Michael Jordan 22.
After 24 shooting is a little crazy. Like definitely want to keep the attempts going. Just want to get that stuff going. But if anything, kind of looks like what you mentioned, just from like the like outside looking in of the depth of Miami really showing
the depth of shooting.
Yeah, the depth of shooting really showing itself, even if it's just Ray Allen, Norris Cole, which I completely forgot who was on that team as well.
They got 1-3 from their starters, 6 from the bench. The Bulls only had 4 threes.
They're just like, what?
Why did you get shooting so far away, dog? This is crazy.
It's like, no, they soft. They don't want to work for their buckets. What do you mean?
No, they're not actually right.
2-1 favor of Miami going into game 4 here.
Michael Jordan responds. He will not be outdone.
Finals 92-84, pardon me. 30-11, 8-3 from Michael Jordan. Scotty with 17. Rodman still doing Rodman things with 20 boards.
Awful game from LeBron James. Oh, my fault. I mean, he did.
Yeah. I was about to say, wait, where are you seeing that? But yeah, not great.
14 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 0 for 5 from 3, 6 for 21. I mean, you can't get it done with that. Can't get it done. I picked Miami, so you're pissing me off. Exactly. They lost by 8, and that's what he did.
No, that line looking free.
What?
No,
man. Hey, man. Hey, he's down 2-1. That's Michael Jeffrey Jordan, dog. Not to be outdone.
How many of those see him with his high school?
Nah, they're down 2-1. He's not fucking around.
Vernon,
I'm crack with it.
See it? Nah.
Wide open. Not even blinking on that shit. All right, so this is game 5.
Game 5.
in the last game in Miami. And Miami wins. So what's that, 3-2?
That's
Or is that it?
No, that's
No, it should be 3-2. Yeah, it's 3-2.
I'm tripping. Yeah, it is 3-2. Yeah, it is 3-2. So 34-10-6 for LeBron. Final score 110-101. Jordan in 41 minutes, 23 points, 7-8.
Gotta give the minutes some, man. 48 minutes. 48 minutes. But LeBron, phenomenal game.
Great shots from the guys that needed to do something in the starting lineup.
I think this was the best one. And now the possibly the decider, unless the 72-10 Bulls are able to defend their home court on some Kobe shit against the Celtics in 2010. Something only Kobe could do, nigga. So let's see here. And thus far, the only Michael Jordan, the Bulls win 105-112. Michael Jordan 40 points, 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. LeBron, 23-13-8, 5 turnovers, but you know, not an awful game. Dwayne Wade 50% from the field, just you know, maybe he could, you know, I guess shoot him a little bit more or whatever.
Mm.
But yeah, man, 16-28 for Michael Jordan. You can triple double from Scottie Pippen. All right, this is it. Game 7.
Game 7 back in Chicago.
Game 7 in Chicago. And just thus far, a recap, the only person that has won is Kobe's first team, which I think was the worst one. But then they got older against the same team. So it is what it is. But LeBron, this is your chance to, you know, do something that Kobe did in this hypothetical Jordan versus everybody series. And the Miami Heat pull it off in Game 7. LeBron 21-9-8, 2 steals and a block. So the 2013 Miami Heat, like I said, they were better. They were better.
Huge.
Or that was their best team. I mean,
huge contributors. Pardon me, on the glass, 20-10 from D Wade, 12-11 from Chris Bosh. UD came up with 8 boards of his own. But
another triple double from Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, still did not rebound, which is interesting.
Michael Jordan 10-34 from the field. I mean, you know, he clearly he wanted it. He wanted it, man. He's just hey, man. Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
And you know, if we're just talking about the word free, right? If we're just
what's the problem? Oh shit! On the road too. Damn, hey, one of the sports is racist. Is Rich Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, and actually, now I think about it, hey.
Powered by Clutch Sports would be great.
Six is starting to get a little difficult because the teams are getting better.
They are getting better. Hell of a start. But, I mean, for what it's worth, you have 10 more years.
You're right. Right on.
And while teams may get more athletic,
I don't think the they were just a year older. I don't think there's any point in doing the next year's Heat, so let's just do the champion Spurs for 2013, 2014. What a fun. God damn it, San Antonio Spurs.
Like, while setting this up, what did you, outside of them just being Miami, like, what did you like, if anything, about that team? About that Spurs team?
I mean, it was, you know, poetry in motion and all that extra pass, you know, getting the ball out to everybody. What, you can't say that?
I mean, developmentally, like.
What's the story, man? Okay, all right. Hey, this playing field career, we can say whatever we want. I just got an email. We cannot say that.
From what in sports? Hey, no, I mean, we're gonna need you to like taper back on a couple of those phrases there.
Ads, grand closing, grand opening, grand closing.
Starting five, of course, Tony Parker, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, sophomore year Kawhi Leonard, Tim Duncan and Tiago Splitter. Again, center matchup is a wash. Tim Duncan wasn't Tim Duncan, but can still do, you know, watered down Tim Duncan things. Kawhi Leonard and Scotty is always an interesting hypothetical.
Well, they're probably going to put him on Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure would hope so. Famously, Danny Green just waived by Philadelphia. So, I mean, hey, look, Phoenix, I'm just saying.
What the fuck you doing?
More, like, I
don't like Danny Green, but that's Spotify conversation. Mm. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take the Bulls in this one. I do like the Bulls in this matchup. Why? Because they have Michael Jordan. Kawhi Leonard's not Kawhi. Like, if this was 2019 Kawhi, then yeah. But yeah, fuck it. I'm going with Michael Jordan.
Bro, I'm taking San Antonio. Because why not?
What the fuck are you doing?
62-20. I mean.
All right. Michael Jordan. Call him a nigga. They win game one, 105-97, 34-13 for Michael Jordan. And, the, you know, all the defensive stuff that he typically does. Yeah, Spurs, see, that team ball shit ain't going to get you nowhere against Michael Jordan. Mm. That team ball shit, overrated, dog.
Listen, Scotty, you better catch up. Tony, you better catch up coming off the bench for real. Like,
yeah.
That's
all
right. 8-point win.
Game two. And okay, it's a much closer game, 106-110, but the Bulls still win, so they go up 2-0. It's 36-10-6 for Michael Jordan. Another phenomenal game. And again, that overall team ball shit ain't gonna get it done, Spurs. Like, you need a star.
Like, all six meaningful dudes with double digits.
Yeah, that's cool, but like, when that one guy got 36 and Dennis Rodman got 23 rebounds and 10 offensive rebounds, like, what the fuck are you supposed to do about that?
Not enough. We're speaking about 10.
Now, that's believable, dog. This is the NBA Finals, and he's getting to the line. He him. That, shout out to What If Sports.
Shout out to Jordy Crawford, huh?
What the fuck are you doing? All right, now we are going to San Antonio for three games, or two. Okay, Spurs respond. Just like, okay, just like real life, all right.
Former Finals MVP, Tony Parker. Hey.
For by a record finals margin, head ass. This the same team.
Row for row, 21-10.
121-96. Spurs win. Respond back at home. You know it's going to be a bad day if Tony Kukoc has your leading scorer with 24 points, but it is what it is. Pretty good shooter, as you can see.
Yeah, no, you're never going to win if that's the case.
Hey, see, they finally get somebody to crack Timmy and they win. You need somebody to be that guy against Michael Jordan.
Like while you're never going to win until you could go just lean, it's hard to think about a team winning a game if Bruce Diaw goes crazy.
Mm. Well, you mean Magic Johnson?
No.
All right. So we're at game four. It is 2-1. Bulls are up. Let's keep it moving. And the Bulls win. Okay, Michael Jordan responded. He said that shit was cute, Tony Parker. Put me on him. I bet that shit stopped. Let's see. Tony Parker, 15 points, 6 for 14. Yeah, that ain't it. Michael Jordan, how many points he had? Okay. Scottie Pippen to a double-double. And then, I mean, when you're going to get 31 rebounds from two guys, like.
It's kind of hard.
You know what I mean?
Their team had
47. They got 31 from two niggas.
Six blocks from Tim Duncan is a little.
He can do that. He can also foul, too. That's why, you know, they can get into the line, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Free.
Hey, man.
Best things of life, steal.
What?
None.
All right, so this is the game five and possibly the last game if the Bulls are able to close them out. Otherwise, they just get to go home and close them out.
I think they will.
No way the Bulls blow a 3-1 lead to this Spurs team.
All right, right on.
All right, so it's now 3-2. Spurs did win. It's 95-92.
Double-double from Michael Jordan.
Double-double. Shout out 1029, you know what I'm saying? Doing it for my birthday, okay. Just overall, solid game from the Spurs. That overrated team bullshit. Boring.
I mean.
So now it's the 3-2. 3-2, and we're headed back to Chicago. So the odds are all stacked against the Spurs. But
throughout this entire thing, I haven't seen a whole lot from Kawhi.
Well, that's that team bullshit. And we're done. So the Bulls, they did what they supposed to do. They just pretty much gave them that game since they knew we got two opportunities at home. And 115-91. What's that, like 34 points? 24? R.P. Kobe.
Shit.
39 for Jordan. Double-double for Scottie Pippen. Just all-around dominance. It's
a hell of a trio from those guys. I mean, look, if somebody were to have 36 shot attempts in a game, you hit 17 of them.
Let's just go ahead and do 2015 because it's very different, the era that we would reach after. After that one. That would be the next edition or whatever. So we got I think what we can agree is the absolute worst Warriors team in this run.
Oh, for sure.
The worst championship team. Well, absolutely. The worst team outside of 2020, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it. Let's see.
Chain. Solid depth though from that squad.
This is gonna be a sweep, dog. This is gonna be a sweep, dog. This ain't going well, dog.
Jordan on Steph, Scotty just, you know, basically Roman, depending on if Clay wants to put it on the floor. Try and like keep the defense honest for real.
And we got Steve selling out so he can win.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Like, this is gonna be a whole lot of fuckery going on here. Let's see. Golden State, where is Golden? Oh, there they go. Once again, man, shout out to What If Sports, man. Just like, hey, all your hopes and dreams, anything you want to do, like all leagues, you can make leagues, sim, get your friends involved, and just play GM. I mean, a lot of people like have the eye test, so have a blast.
And reminder, this isn't just with NBA. You can do baseball hypotheticals, NFL, NHL, college football, college basketball, very interesting stuff. So,
yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm about to see if they got UTSA on there here in a second. But that Warriors team was 67-15, so you know they was all right. That was all right, especially on paper. And that's, you know, half of this matchup. But now we're off.
Harrison Barnes and Scottie Pippen, huh?
Hey, he doing this shit from North Carolina. Harrison Barnes is gonna be the X factor. I would pick the Warriors, but I'm gonna pick their next iteation of them.
Yeah, he's X factor in life too the year after.
Yeah. All right, we're off. Game one.
Yep.
Okay. Like I said, this is on the worst team. Final score, 113-86. The Bulls won by a lot.
Combined 48 points from Stephen Clay. Combined 16 for 33 from those guys. And I mean,
not often.
Seems on brand. Seems rather on brand for both of these teams.
31 for MJ. Steph was crazy. I don't know. He wasn't even crazy with the turnovers. So overall, as a team, they were crazy with the turnovers. So, you know, can't win with that.
Soft.
All right, AO, chill. Game two. Can Steph respond? Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. One assist shot from a triple double. Fun score 98-91. Steph 32-10-9. 10 with 22 shooting. Clay with 12 points. Draymond with 14-9.
Hey,
those are your only double figure dudes out of everybody there, funny enough.
Once again, 30 got to do it all. Michael Jordan, 27, 8, 9. Dennis Rodman, 25 rebounds. So, yeah, he going to get all the fucking boards. And there's going to be a lot of them because, see, they cleaned up the turnovers a little bit and they were able to get a win. Good for them. And now they're headed back to the Oracle.
What's this shit called? Roracle? That type of shit.
Hey, man, Michael Jordan never played in the stadium this loud. Oh, no, they did have OKC.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Busted their ass, too. All right, game three. And Michael Jordan said, fuck all that shit. Well, actually, it was really Scotty. The Bulls won 108-95. Scotty Pippen was the player of the game with 24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 1 block. These guys are just always all over the place, all over the stat sheet. Michael Jordan, of course, leading the team in scoring with 30, and Dennis Rodman doing what he does with 18 rebounds. Meanwhile, Steph, hey, look, can't win shooting 33% from the field. Can't win shooting 33% from the three.
Absolutely not.
Can't win. Can't win with 8 turnovers.
Got rebounded sorely.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Weren't too physical as far as, you know, keeping the defense honest.
Andrew Bogut going to need to do a lot to outbound like this is that small ball shit.
You
can have a Jed Boosler and a Log Luke Longley and all that. Them niggas can be effective against fucking, well, Andrew Bogut's playing, but not enough minutes. That was game three.
Yes.
So it's 2-1 Bulls, game four. And Golden State responds. Okay, Steph. Okay.
13 assists, 26-5-13. Final score 91-82.
2-2? It's Michael Jordan, surprise. 8-19. So Scotty and Mike, what, 15-37?
Ron Harper was the game of his life, 6-6 from the field.
Nah, he used to average 20, though, not with the Bulls, though. Nah, he was like a whole Norm Nixon, though.
Yeah, nah, you're not winning if, you know, Deuce putting up 3-13.
They won with 9 turnovers from MVP Steph. That's what happens when you're knocking down your shots.
Great stuff from Andrew Bogut as far as second chance looks. Like those are such big like backbreakers for him.
I definitely said this is going to be a sweep. So, I mean, that 2016 is going to be crazy if they can pull that one out. And this is the last game because we're doing the 2-3-2 because the home team is the 95-96 Bulls. But later on, we have that one time.
Yep.
And we're off. And, oh, okay. Identical. Then, well, from Steph, 26-5-13. The Warriors won by 20. It appears that the Warriors have figured out Michael Jordan, 72-10 Bulls.
Changing of the guard, personally, I blame Steve Kerr.
Okay.
But
same.
Yeah.
No, wait, what's Steve Kerr? The Bulls Steve Kerr or the coach Steve Kerr?
Yes.
Both of them. Yeah, yes. Both of them. Steph and Klay playing 40 minutes. Steph, you know, efficiency, doing what he does, was more careful with the ball. I like that.
I love it. It very much seems on brand. And part of the original conversation that I had a few days ago, this was always something that would lead into even more discourse of this was like that team was such a, at the time, felt like such an anomaly of, oh, you have like your main guys being able to shoot from 30, 35 plus feet out type stuff. Surely that's not sustainable. Surely you're not about to have them be your MO for an entire 48-minute game. And
Mark Jackson put that target on their back.
No,
this is the greatest shooter ever of all time. What is this nigga? Hey, fire this guy.
Exactly.
Oh, what? He plays niggas on crack.
Exactly.
Was that game 3 or 4? Did they tie it up or they have a lead? Oh, no, that was game 5, so they're up 3-2. All right. And now we're back to Chicago. The Golden State, they just got to win one game in the 72-10 United Center.
Good luck.
Oh, I mean, Michael Jordan, he's got to do what Kobe did in real life and just, you know, win two home games and you champs. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Final score, 103-97. The Warriors just beat the 96 Bulls by a 31-9-10 performance from Steph Curry in 45 minutes of play.
Oh, shit. Hey, I'm going to lie to you. They might not be able to get 6 until, like, at the earliest, 2019.
Mm. Well,
and if they can't get it in 2019, they definitely got it in 2020. But if they don't get it, well, I mean, Anthony Davis, I mean, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem with a pool. Hey, man, we got him thus far. But this iteration, they were able to pick up. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons. They were able to pick up another 3 championships. So they're sitting at 5. Next time when we come in, we're going to do we're just going to start off with the Heat. Obvious, well, not the Miami Heat, but like the, you know, the Heat, but everybody came to. We're going to start off with 2016. We got here with I don't think the best version of the Cavs, but they won, allegedly. Yep. And then we got, you know, the second greatest team or best team. Is, you know, it's complicated to find a team of that generation that's not preoccupied. Oh, my fault. So, So we're going to go ahead and get into it later on, but appreciate y'all for listening. We're going to keep going with this series. And then once again, shout out to What If Sports.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. Without them, none of this would be possible. None of this
not even close, right?
Would be possible.